seated. We have heard the text for the day, epistle lesson for the fourth Sunday, or the epistle lesson for the first Sunday after Christmas from Galatians 4. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would guess that this text was chosen for today because of its almost immediate mention of the fullness of time. The old year now, with all its challenges and successes, its challenges and difficulties or even failures, has been wrapped up. And now we stand at the beginning of a new year when undoubtedly something new is going to happen. What do you think it is going to be like? For some of us, we expect that it will be a very, very good year of fulfillment, a year of blessing. For others, we are not so certain. We made it through the last, but how can we be sure that the road ahead will be filled with promise? That's the challenge that St. Paul puts before us and wants to discuss in this little piece of Galatians. He says, God has made and is making relationships new, and based on these new relationships, our new relationships with our Father, we can live free and confident lives. I think what is particularly helpful about this text is that Paul wants to help us to recognize and find our way through the challenges in life that we simply accept and take for granted and hardly notice that they are shaping our lives all too often because they make us afraid. Way back in the last century when I was a missionary in Nigeria, I traveled with some church leaders to visit a congregation deep in the rainforest. The meeting lasted far into the night, and we were returning, traveling in a four-wheel drive vehicle along a track in the forest. We saw that there was a great deal of commotion in the village ahead, people carrying torches and running back and forth and gathering close to the road. We stopped to find out what was going on and see if help was needed. We learned that a young woman had gotten up to go to the outhouse and had stepped on a night adder that had promptly bit her. Now she was being treated by the village healer with the help of his medicine and the spirits. He had prepared a sickening mixture of animal blood and milk. The woman did not want to drink it, and they were trying to force it down her throat. For me, that was appalling and sickening enough. But in the background, there were the calls from the other huts in the village. We did not have anything against this woman and her family. We did not cast a spell to hurt her. We did not send a snake to bite her. And that was what all the commotion was about. Who did it? For the people of that village, it was not a matter of bad luck that she stepped on a snake. There would surely be questions about who used the elemental spirits of the world that St. Paul has just mentioned in the verse before our text to send the snake to bite this woman. You know, you think that you understand your situation in the community and everyone is nice and friendly and supportive, but someone has something against you and they're waiting for an opportunity to strike. It's easy to be afraid in that kind of situation when you don't know what people are really thinking. It is easy to be afraid. We tried to persuade them to send the woman and her father with us to seek help in a hospital, but they would not agree because they were afraid. The woman could not leave the village where the spirits of the ancestors would protect her, and it would be better if we outsiders left. The poison of a night adder should make you very sick, but it should not kill an adult. Yet we learned a couple of days later that the woman had, in fact, died. Well, that was then, and this is here and now. In our world, we do not speak much about the elemental spirits of the world, and even Satan is not mentioned much as a personal actor, aside from what is said in sermons and Bible classes. I do not know what makes you afraid. I do not know what takes the joy out of your life. I do not know what keeps you locked in a situation that you know is not right, but you cannot change because you are afraid of a future that you cannot see clearly or understand. In our world, we do not speak much about elemental spirits of the world, but it does not mean that suspicions and doubts and fears are not a part of our lives. Now they are attributed to impersonal forces like the economy, to race and color, to political views, to differences in culture, and so many other issues that make people afraid of each other and the world we live in. I learned over the years that Satan, our enemy, is very clever. In every land and place, he learns what we fear most, and that is what he uses against us. Enslaved to the way things are, live with it. You can't do anything about it. And indeed, we can't. But there is a solution that God has provided. At just the right time, in the moment of our deepest need, he entered our world in the person of his Son, and there will never be another time like it. He completely shared our experience. He was born of a woman, the Virgin Mary, and he did not come just to watch from a bubble of holiness and security, watch all that is done wrong and leads to death, but he lived a life obedient to the law with all of its demands that finally leads to death itself. God did all of this. Through his Son, he paid the price to ransom us. He adopted us and declared us to be his children. Now we are a part of God's family, adopted into his family through the waters of baptism, and all the benefits of family membership are ours. In the midst of a world that is falling apart and consumed by constant conflict, in a lost world where so many have no idea where to turn, he is the one who listens to us when we pray, Abba, Father. Even when we don't know what more to say, he answers. He answers us as a dear father answers his dear children, as Luther teaches us in the Catechism. Indeed, may his kingdom come, may his will be done among us as it is done in heaven. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Congregation, please rise and we will sing together the Kyrie.